Hi, my name is Shirley, and I'm a survivor of sexual assault. Was there a time when I didn't feel left out? I don't think so. I didn't belong. I didn't fit in. I was different from the other kids. I even ate differently. Cereal, no milk. French fries, no ketchup. Hamburgers, plain. Food had to be dry. Raw potatoes enticed me. No one's looking. Grab one. Sneak it to the bedroom. Take a few bites and hide it in the closet. I couldn't eat school lunches. A teacher forced me to drink milk once. I threw up on her shoes. 6 years of peanut butter sandwiches, no jelly and no butter. Food had to be dry. My bed was a different story. It was wet. I wet the bed for years. The doctor stretched my urethra, but urine stained my sheets, and tears wet my pillow. Was I the only one who felt this way? Was I the only one? Middle child with no special place. My brother was firstborn and a boy. My sister, the first daughter. Then came me. My other sister, the baby. Each had a special place, but not me, stuck in the middle. That was why, they said, I always felt so bad. No one knew the truth. The neighbors all thought Daddy was great. They didn't know he liked to hurt little girls. I greeted junior high, my closest friends at my side, shame, depression, and anger. They went everywhere with me. Could no one see them? I learned to cover them up. Already an expert at secrets, I wrote suicide notes, begging to be rescued. I took long walks in the country and wrote poetry. Sometimes I exploded and took off running. Mama worried, I know she did. So I always came home. There were two teachers, one in junior high and one in high school. We connected. They saw my talents and potential. They saw value in me. They ignited the spark of hope that visited now and then when my friends weren't around. Two teachers. I am grateful to them. My invisible friends grew bigger and darker. I couldn't get away from them. Why doesn't somebody help me? I wept. I hated myself, my life. Out of school and out of the house, finally I was free. As I searched for happiness, those monsters traveled with me. Shame, depression, and anger. Deep inside, I knew something was wrong. What? No memories before sixth grade, not one. Had there been a trauma? Childhood memories buried in order to survive? I couldn't trust people. I didn't trust myself. Relationships were superficial, fleeting. School and work defined me. I became a perfectionist in order to feel better about myself. To the world, I was strong and competent. Inside, I was a mess. Oh, there were gifts, working with exceptional people, lessons in openness, in love, and grace. There were clues, passion for people with disabilities, compassion for those who had been abused, reverence for those who endured, honor in bravery. I was a suicidal person until I became a mother. I struggled, but suicide was no longer an option for me. Mothers don't do that to their children, I told myself. But the pain continued. 43, a great professional life. Personally, divorced, single parent, bad relationship. I was miserable. One night I found myself in a 12-step program. The healing began. I chose healing. In those first few months, I learned coping skills that prepared me for coming crises. 44, I discovered where my childhood went. I discovered that my father is a pedophile. Beyond difficult. But supportive people were in my life. Gone were shame, depression, and anger. Everything I needed to recover had been put in my path. I was told you are only as sick as your secrets, and out they poured. A turning point. I gave up the hope of a different childhood. Why do we hold on to such things? I have discovered what nourishes me. I have learned to release that which does not serve my highest good. I have learned that I can be open and honest and still be loved. In places, my childhood has returned, and I am unashamed. It has not been an easy journey. Those old friends, you remember them. They try to seduce me back every now and then. I remind myself that recovery has layers, and when the pain returns, I can embrace it, release it, and move on. Tears that aren't shed return to the soul and remain. Today, I release those tears. I get lighter all the time. I know my purpose, sexual abuse prevention and recovery for those with developmental disabilities. The doors just keep opening. I allow for the possibility of a new beginning every day. If we hold the suffering of yesterday in one hand and the worries about tomorrow in the other, we have no hands for today. 52. My life is a joy. My relationships are real. I embrace this moment and this day. Oh, I should mention, I take ketchup with my fries now.